Degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Over the last decade, travel through Nashville's airport has grown beyond what officials expected. Now, to keep up with the number of passengers moving through BNA, the airport has begun a new construction project. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports on the change from the baggage claim.
I'm riding up one of the few remaining escalators as construction begins on the airport's core. These are the escalators that take passengers to and from baggage claim and ground transportation. When construction is done, elevators will be bigger and the number of escalators will go from 6 to 16. But for the next year and a half, the airport will be down to just a few escalators. Construction won't be done until December 2027. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
Top executives at the Tennessee Valley Authority won't be getting raises. The utility is also cutting about 15 jobs. The TVA is the country's largest public utility provider. President Donald Trump has been calling for shakeups there. Trump wanted a $500,000 cap on salaries for the top brass. TVA didn't quite do that, but the utility did freeze executive pay. Moving forward, it's reviewing its pay scales. The goal is not to pay more than the median for similar roles. Throughout both of his terms, Trump has slammed TVA's CEOs for taking multi-million dollar compensation packages. Coaches at Tennessee State University are raising concerns about the school's athletic director, Mickey Allen. The Tennessean reports six of them delivered a letter of no confidence to TSU's president late last week. Topics mentioned in the letter include inconsistent communication and lack of operational transparency, uneven allocation of resources and support among programs, and lack of clear departmental vision. Those who signed the letter include the men's basketball coach, Nolan Smith, and football coach, Reggie Barlow, according to the Tennessean. President Dwayne Tucker declined to weigh in, but he says the administration is taking the letter seriously.
It